You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Not permitted to have so much simcha and av, mema'etim v'simcha on chodesh av, the month of av. So in the same manner, when Adar starts, we marbim v'simcha. So chodesh av, because the unfortunate thing that took place after the destruction of Beit HaMikdash, the two Batei HaMikdash, and is very sad timing for Am Yisrael. So we mema'et besimcha. So there are halachot that we don't arrange semachot, and we have special halachot that we have to follow the laws of the morning. And then in the same aspect, Adar, we have to do marbim besimcha, marbim besimcha. So now, here is a very interesting insight that we can learn from. So let's say in Chodesh Av, you attend in a place and you see people at the 9 days, they're eating meat. So what is your reaction to these people? What do you do? They're not supposed to eat meat. So what do you do? What do you do? Oh, you inform him? So what do you tell him?
What's the occasion that you're eating meat?
That you're not supposed to eat meat. Maybe they don't know. Even though you're not permitted to. I mean, there are some exceptions. Yes, right. So now, let's say if somebody knows that he should not eat meat, and you told them already, like 2 weeks ago, and then you see him, he's eating meat, what's your reaction to him now?
Pray for him.
You pray for him?
Just tell him that.
What? No, you're not permitted, or he's committing wrongdoing. You cannot turn your face away. What do you do? What do you do?
You question yourself.
Since Israel, Arabim, Zeh Lazeh, so...
No,
he's eating meat, but you have to stop him. What do you do?
What?
Roger, he's eating kebab, and he's not supposed to eat kebab. So what do you do? Huh? So what is wrong with you? I told you 2 weeks ago, you're not permitted to eat kebab. Give it to me. So now here, there's a beautiful insight that Gemara says that Chodesh Av Mema'et B'Simcha, we have this halachot, meat, and so on. So then in the same aspect, when the Adar starts, Marbim B'Simcha. So what does that mean? So now if Chodesh Adar, if you're running to somebody that is not smiling, what do you do? What is your reaction?
Tell him to smile.
Now you say, what is wrong with you? It's Chodesh Adar. So the same way in Chodesh Av, that you have to mema'et b'simcha, and you see somebody doing something wrong, you have to warn him. So in Chodesh Adar, that you're supposed to be happier. So then, if you see somebody is not
charge up, you're gonna charge him up.
You don't see him as happy, you have to have the same reaction. Hello, what is that? This is a very beautiful thing. This is Mishenichnas Adar Marbim Besimcha. You add Besimcha, how many you get? The Gematria. The image value, you have a calculator? Besimcha. When you add it up, how many you get?
126.
No, it's more than that. You don't have a calculator? Bet is 2, Sin is 300, Mem is 40, Chet is 8, and He is 5.
355.
Hazak Baruch, but you're an accountant?
Actuary.
355, beautiful. So now you're at Shana. How many you get? Shana? 355. So that means that the Gematria, the numeric value of the Besimcha and Shana, that means year, is exactly the same. 355. So I'll explain some very beautiful thing. It says, aim in Chodesh Adar, you work on yourself, and filterize your mind from all these nonsense things, worries, panicking, you know what's going to be, and you'll be happy. The whole year you're going to be happy. Yeah. So that's what the Gematria of the Besimcha is exactly Shana. And needs work. You have to work on your Bitachon and Emunah. And delete all these worries and what's going to happen out of your system. And be happy. Be happy. That's what the great benefit here it is. If this month you work on yourself and be really happy, so then the whole year you have it made. All the brachot, all the blessing is going to shower. B'zad Hashem. Hashem yizakenu. וחודש מלא ישועות שמחות בעזרת השם לכל עם ישראל.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.